you brought up the Kanamex Highway thing, which, when we talked about it before, was only a trans-Texas kind of tollway that was going to shoot up halfway through the state of Texas. And you said that there was more information that was coming out about connecting it to the rest of the country. And I told you then, we're just not hearing that up here. We're not hearing anything about any tollway that's coming down from Canada into the United States. And I keep asking people about it, and there isn't any discussion of that. However, my question is, if the Mexican truckers are given free rein to take their trucks anywhere in the United States, why do they need a Canamex Highway anymore?
Well, because
right? I mean, what,
the
what?
Whole idea is to move. It's going to bypass the West Coast shipping industry. Okay, it's the West Coast ports are just going to become ghost towns.
But if they can bring it into Mexico and the Mexican truckers can take it across the U.S.-Mexico border with impunity,
right?
Then why do they need to have a Canamex Highway?
Oh, well, that's simple. Because like if they don't have a Canamex Highway, then they're going to have to travel on the United States interstate highway systems or state highway systems, which means they will be subject to being stopped and inspected by every state law enforcement agency to find out if they're overweight, to find out if they have been checked for safety, to find out if their maintenance is up to speed. And by the way, Ian, this Mexican trucking thing is already hurting American trucking industry.
Yeah,
and here's how, because they bring the Mexican trucks in here, they deliver their goods, and then do they just deadhead back to Mexico? No. They look around like any good trucker would to see if they can find them a load, and they take a load, and generally at lower prices than what American truckers can afford to charge. And so it's really already making a dent in the American trucking industry.
And American truckers can't drive through Mexico with the same type of, you know, carefree attitude that the proposed new registration or
exactly. In fact, right. You know,
so it doesn't cut both ways.
It bothers me. Fair is fair. If Mexican citizens can come into the United States and apply for food stamps and apply for housing subsidies and can put their children in school and then demand that they're taught English and also be able to speak Spanish and that they're taught Spanish and all like that, you go to Mexico, can you get any of that? No.
So
if you go to live and you're not a Mexican citizen, you can't vote. You can't do anything.
Okay, but let's make sure I understand what you're saying, though. If in Mexico they allowed Americans to do the same thing that you're saying the North American Union would provide for Mexicans in the United States, would you be okay with that? If it was both sides of the border doing the same thing for each other?
If everyone, even the dullest amongst us in our respective populations, if it was talked about in the mass media, if there were meetings held, town meetings, and all like that, and everybody looked at it, and everybody said, you know, this would really be good, and it's going to be across the board for everybody, and everybody said, yes, this is what we want, then I certainly wouldn't be in a position to grouse about that. But again, to answer your question, though, with the Canamex Superhighway, these trucks don't have to put up with law enforcement in the various states. They get on the Canamex Superhighway, they can cut right through the United States with only maybe slowing down at the Smart Port in Kansas City, Missouri, and travel straight on up into Canada, because you have to understand, this superhighway that they're planning is not for people.
Right.
It's to deliver goods. It's going to be a toll road.
Let me pick up right there where we left off, talking about this seemingly clandestine movement by the administration to continue to pave the way for Mexican trucking to come into the United States, I can't see any other way other than taking jobs away from Americans and also sort of leaving it up to the Mexican government to regulate the safety. But But the administration's not the only one. I read an article, I don't remember, it was WorldNet Daily or I don't know, whoever, but that this was also something that has been done by the law firm that former Mayor Rudy Giuliani was associated with as well. Is that true, Jim? Do you know about that?
That's absolutely true. The Texas Department of Transportation has said that the sole law firm representing Centra, which is the Spanish company that will be building and also owning all the concessions for the Trans-Texas Corridor, is Bracewell and Giuliani, whose headquarters are in Houston, Texas. And yes, that's our old friend, Republican presidential candidate, Rudy Giuliani. And if you go back and check, you'll find that Giuliani was one of the few people in Congress who voted against the put the fence up. Okay,
he was never. Was Giuliani ever in Congress? I don't think he was ever in Congress. Was he?
No. But he was opposed to it.
He was opposed to it. Okay.
And the key thing here is that this shows who Giuliani is actually working for, and it's obviously not the American public. He's working for the globalists. Because this is nothing less than just a huge land grab. This thing's going to be 4 foot football fields wide. It's going to carry high-speed rail lines and utility lines, pipelines, and have lanes designated strictly for trucks. And it's nothing more than just a globalist dream so that they can get their products from outside the United States in here faster and cheaper.